You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you have been patiently waiting on the phone lines to get your questions answered. Very busy hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show. More news about sleep apnea and driver safety and how, you know, we may need to be careful. The DMV may actually want to make sure you guys are sleep apnea free before you get your next license. We need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how certain sounds can help you sleep. We need to talk about how alcohol can help you survive breast cancer, as well as any other real cool stories that I find interesting. I'm going to just throw your way. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David on the line from Connecticut. Hey, David, how you doing?
Very good, doctor. Very good. I have to tell you, I really enjoy your show. I really do.
Thank you.
Yes. I had a question because you were talking about kidney disease. I'm 64. I was diagnosed with PKD about 4 years ago. I have a pretty good kidney doctor, and I've taken a very proactive role in my my treatment. But there were some studies out, and I was curious about what you thought about these studies where they're recommending drinking like 2 liters of water a day, the idea being that from these mice studies that the water would cut down the production of vasopressin, which they think stimulates, in these studies, the growth of a cyst, kidney cyst. So I've been doing it, but drinking 2 liters of water every day faithfully. I just wondered what's, you know, what's your impression, you know, of these studies? What was your input, you know, your opinion about this?
That's a great question, David. Thank you. You know, with the hydration issue, it's interesting. It depends. Okay, you'll have some people with kidney disease that has difficulty maintaining their salt. See, when somebody has kidney disease, it's because they have an issue with their filtering. And so let's say you have somebody who's always hyponatremic or low sodium because the kidneys give off sodium. And those types of people, we're not going to want them to overhydrate because we're not going to want them to dilute. But when you have people who are hypernatremic, hyperchloremic, which, you know, more salty, then I've seen studies where you can. The reason why is the higher the salt, the higher the vasopressin, higher the blood pressure. So it all depends on what your kidneys are doing to you. You see, you'll have some doctors, some kidney doctors that will add a diuretic. And they'll add a diuretic to make you urinate more. Because when you urinate more, you'll release some of the extra salts. Like for example, some of you, if you have filtering problems and you don't filter correctly, you'll start holding on to your potassium. Now, your potassium is a salt that we desperately need, but we don't want too much of it. So if your kidneys are holding on to too much potassium, your potassium rises in your blood level, and high serum potassium could cause arrhythmias, abnormal heart rhythms, or possibly, you know, even death. So sometimes we'll want you on a diuretic to make you urinate more to get rid of some of that extra potassium. But what if you have the type of disease where you lose too much potassium? So it really depends on the type of kidney disease you have. I wish there was a way where you could just blanketly treat everybody the same, because it sure the hell would make my job easier. But unfortunately, I need to use the bean doctors. We call the kidney doctors the bean doctors because, you know, they're the ones that could, you know, determine if you are in hyperchloremic, anion gap, acidosis, etc., where they look at the salts you're containing or giving off, or your determine your hydrogen atoms, etc., look at your pH balance, and then know where to go. For some of you that may be more acidic, some of you that may need to urinate more, yeah, they probably, you know, the hydration issue is huge. But for some people with kidney disease, they're fluid overloaded. You know, many of you have probably seen a relative, God forbid, at their, you know, kind of near their end stage where they'll actually blow up with fluids. And some of you will think, well, that might have been heart failure because the heart didn't pump, right? And they had fluid overload. But a lot of times that swelling is kidney failure. So for those people, we need to be really careful giving them the extra fluids. because you're giving them the extra fluids, they're already swelling. So it kind of depends on what the kidneys need. Sometimes the kidneys need a little kick with the diuretic. Now, do we ever water restrict, fluid restrict? We do fluid restrict patients if they are, again, overflowing with fluid, or let's say they are in heart disease. And kidney disease and heart disease could be synchronous, okay? So somebody with kidney disease could go into heart failure. Some people with heart failure could go into kidney disease. But let's say you're in heart failure as a result of the kidney disease. No, not going to be giving you the excess liters of fluid. Now, what about regular kidney health? Should you be hydrating or overhydrating for kidney health? We never want overhydration, but I do think we naturally as a population underhydrate. Now, the medical community has held off saying you need to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water. You usually see non-medical personnel tell you that. You know, like, for example, when I was on Weight Watchers, they said drink 8 to 10 glasses of water. And that kind of persisted for decades. And they were actually right in that, because a lot of us don't hydrate well. I was living in Phoenix at the time. You know, growing up in Phoenix and Las Vegas, it's kind of dry, deserty weather, so you need hydration, you need fluid. The idea of drinking fluids would help you be satiated and full. So if you drink a glass of water, and I've told you guys this, if you drink a full glass of water 15 minutes before you sit down to eat, you're going to be hopefully less likely to eat as much. So that's a trick of the trade, okay? 8 to 10 glasses of water. Again, we can't tell everybody blanketly to do that because, again, we don't know what your kidney status is. But do I think most of you underdrink water? Oh, absolutely. All right, because I know you guys are drinking your coffee, you're drinking your tea, you're drinking your soda pop, coffee, tea, soda pop, heat, right? You know, you're drinking everything but water. And I would rather you get your fluid intake as the form of water, or maybe non-sugary, you know, like a Gatorade or something like that. You know, when you work out, we've been recommending sports drinks just to kind of get that, get some of your salts back into you and some of your sugar. But, you know, it's an interesting topic. But, you know, for those of you that really never drink water throughout the day, I would probably change that. All right, guys, great question. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. You know, I love the topics that come up regarding eating by your body type or eating by your blood type or eating by your hair color. I think that stuff is cool because I love looking at medicine as everybody is different and an individual, but there's certain groupings that I believe we should group people in as opposed to race, as opposed to male versus female. I think it's cool to go, well, should we try to group people by blood type? Just like that book that came out, Eat by Your Blood Type. Or what about body shape? I just think, you know, finding similarities between people. What about those of us that are very type A? You know, and that like to talk a lot and like to, you know, be a workaholic like me. Okay? You know, do we belong in a group and should we be treated similarly medically or nutritionally as opposed to me being lumped in to, you know, females who are blonde and hourglass shaped and athletic? No, yeah, okay. I'd be kicked out of the group, wouldn't I? Okay. You know, I was a real blonde. I was a real blonde when I was born. Just my hair fell out. And then when it grew back as a baby, it grew back dark. But technically, I was a real blonde. So, this was interesting. I saw this in Fox News, Eat Right for Your Body Type. And in this particular article, they looked at, an Indian medicine angle on what your body type is, air, fire, or earth. So I guess air body types, vata, is if you're tall, lean, and have trouble gaining weight. Okay? Apparently the author here, I want to give the author credit, I don't see her or his name. Apparently this person calls it the banana body shape. And air types may also not only struggle with weight, but have insomnia, dry skin, anxiety. Now, sometimes when I hear that, I'm thinking, well, they could be hyperthyroid, all right? But, you know, let's kind of get the whole, you know, medical academia out of this. So for air body types, tall, lean, have trouble gaining weight, they say you could use eggs with omega-3s, dietary cholesterol and eggs. Yeah, remember we talked about eggs really don't usually raise serum blood cholesterol. It's all the corned beef hash and the bacon and the frying of the breakfast foods that seem to hurt you more. But eggs don't seem to be as bad. All right, so they recommend omega-3s, okay? They also recommend some mushrooms. Whew, thank heavens I'm not an air body type. Wouldn't want to eat the mushrooms. Now, the fire body type, I guess in Indian medicine they call pitta. And they say you might be fire if you're muscular, medium built, and tend to carry weight around the midsection. And sometimes you have a few extra pounds. The fire type may also be known as the apple body shape. Now, we talked about the apple body shape, we talked about this in the first hour of the show. That could be linked to kidney disease. So studies have found that people with the apple body shape, you know, a little bit more belly section as opposed to bigger butt, this is more bigger belly. Apple body shape, apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. I know, I was thinking about that too. No, I'm not supposed to sing. I'm not supposed to sing in this hour. Not supposed to sing. I promised myself I wasn't going to sing. I did a lot of singing in the first hour. Whew! Almost got fired. So we were talking about your apple body shape putting you more at risk for kidney disease. Fire types may or may not struggle with weight, but they seem to have a nervous stomach. So I wonder if I'm fire body. You know, I mean, I usually had a flatter tummy, not until after the kids, you know. But see, I'm kind of a big tushy kind of girl, so I don't know, you know, what that would be. But I do like pita. I don't know if that counts. They say eat blueberries. Blueberries calm inflammation with their high antioxidant load. They're high in water, and it calms down your fiery disposition. Blend berries with soy or rice milk. Oh, Lord have mercy. For a delightful shake. And then there's a complete list, I guess, for balancing foods for fire. I just think I'm fiery. You know, I'm just muy caliente. That's just who I am. Okay, now the earth body type. Earth body types are petite. They have a narrow waist, but are more curvy or muscular in the thighs, hips, or bottom area. Those are called the kaphas. You know what? I think I'm a kapha pitta. Okay, put my pitta on top of my kapha and you got my body. Earth types tend to carry weight in the lower half of the body. No, that's on me because I'm kind of top heavy. You know, I need to find the bra that fits and allows me to stand up straight because otherwise I topple over. Now, your kaphas or your earth body types like the rich foods like dairy or the fiery food, and sometimes they'll have slower metabolism. Okay, my mom used to call it secretary butt. Okay, the women with the smaller waist but the big butts, she says we used to call it secretary butts because we were always sitting on our butt as secretaries. Okay, but now that we have less women as secretaries and, you know, more women, having secretaries, I guess we're starting to get smaller butts. Is that what it is? I did some secretarial work, so I attribute my big butt to that one. I don't know why I have a bigger butt. I think it's just because, you know, the genes, the women in our family have big booties. Okay, we're just kind of big bootied, you know, type women. Baby got back. That was the song when I walked down the aisle. It was, you can do side bends or zips, but don't you lose that butt. We played Baby Got Back as I walked down the aisle. And whew, I was a swinging it. Anyway, so they say for the earth body types, they say spicy chilies. They say when you feel sluggish and you want to stoke the fires in your metabolism, eat some hot chilies. It could also calm an overactive appetite. Oh, now this is a first. When we talked about trying to find foods that calm your appetite, we never really talked about the chilies and the spicy food That's kind of interesting. The only thing is I got to be very careful as your radio doctor telling you to take spicy food because some of you have upset stomachs. But they say that'll help you burn more calories. That's kind of interesting. Some chipotle, tomato salsa, or cook one chopped jalapeno and one chopped onion and one chop of canola oil, and you can kind of mix it in. So that's kind of interesting. We need to try that. Maybe adding some Tabasco sauce to your food, if that would kind of help your, I want nachos. No, nachos aren't that good. All right, so eat by your body type. This is from Indian medicine. I think that's cool. Okay, going on to weight loss, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was a very interesting story. They say weight loss surgery not only, you know, can reduce your body weight, but could also change your genes and lead to gene expression alterations. Now, the reason why scientists have been looking into this is because they were kind of shocked to see how diabetes would, for some of you, go away when you got your weight loss surgery. Now, I always thought, well, the diabetes went away because you have less fat, so you have less insulin resistance. And for some of you who are diabetic, that are not caused genetically but caused environmentally, you change your body's environment, you therefore could lose the diabetes. All right, but not all diabetics are because they're overweight. A lot of diabetics are because the pancreas stopped working. So I figured those where it was more of a insulin resistance type issue, having the fat push against the door. Remember, I talked to you guys about that. Insulin can't work and open the door to the cell if there's kind of fat. That's kind of how I look at it. All right, you know, cutting back the fat, cutting back the insulin resistance, decreasing the excess hormones allows you to use your insulin better, eating smaller portions. I thought that's why you got rid of the diabetes. But scientists think it may be a gene issue. And the study found evidence of gene expression alterations in people who underwent the weight loss surgery compared to obese individuals who didn't. So they think, they say, we provide evidence that in severely obese people, the levels of specific genes that control how fat is burned and stored in the body are changed to reflect poor metabolic health. Okay, that just makes, that was just, you know, too many big words for me. After surgery, the levels of these genes are restored to a healthy state, which mirrors weight loss and coincides with overall improvement in metabolism. This was Professor Julian Zierath of the Karolinska Institutet in Stockholm, Sweden. Doesn't it blow your mind that their English is better than ours? Yeah, you know, that's how, you know, I can always identify when a researcher is from Europe, you know, Britain or Sweden or whatever, because they come up with these real long sentences with, you know, multisyllabic. You know, we Americans are a little bit more to the point. But I guess when English is your second language, you know, you really know the big words, I guess. Okay? The study found that weight loss surgery, see, my second language is Spanish, so probably the biggest word I know in Spanish is biblioteca, right? The library, right? ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Where is the library? That's a four-syllable word. Yeah, that's, but, you know, we use like that. You know, and ¿dónde está el aeropuerto? Another four-syllable word, airport. Those are the biggest words I use. All right, but I guess their big words are, what big words did she use here? DNA modifications, controlled gene, environment, methylation. That's a big word. Okay, so anyway, it could change the genes. Yeehaw! All right, we're going to talk about people getting sexually assaulted while they fall asleep on planes and alcohol helping our breast cancer patients. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035.
Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I thank Genesis Communications Network, but let me do that. Thank you, Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Don. I really do thank them. I don't say it just so I don't get fired. Honestly, I really do thank them because, you know, I couldn't do my show without these guys. I mean, I talk all the time. I could sit in a studio, you know, and I could sit in front of a mic and talk. But if the sound isn't going anywhere, if it's not getting broadcast anywhere, you all can't listen to me. I know. I could already see the letters, the complaint letters. Why the hell do you have her on the air? All right. So big, big, big thank you to Genesis Communications Network. But I have to thank you all because they wouldn't be broadcasting the show if you all weren't listening. And that's why I really give you guys shout outs, especially my trucker group out there, because you guys are some of the most diligent, faithful listeners. True, you got nowhere to go. I understand that. You're kind of trapped, right? Because, I mean, you got to drive for hours, okay? You know, it's not like you could get out of the car, right? You know, and go into an office. I mean, you're kind of stuck, you know, driving, and so you got to listen. But I really do thank you. I really, really do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One man that isn't getting thanked is this man who has been arrested for molesting a female passenger on an American Airlines flight. Apparently this happened yesterday. Apparently he told her she looked tired, told her to go to sleep, and then he started to fondle her breasts. Saruba Agarwal, 39 years old, of Sterling, Virginia, was arrested by the FBI, accused of sneaking his hand into the bra of the female passenger. She is being identified as RCL. No, not RC Willie, RCL. The woman was sitting in the window seat next to him on a flight from Miami to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in Arlington. He is accused of then touching the leg of the woman on his other side in the aisle seat. You know, I'm wondering, that could be a red flag. You know, nobody likes to sit in the middle seat on an airplane, right? Usually you get stuck with those seats, okay? Nobody likes to sit in the middle seat. But if you have somebody that actually asks for it and asks to be, you know, in between two people, right, you know, and then he tells them both to go to sleep, that could be a red flag. In a sworn affidavit, FBI agent David Wiegand said Agarwal told the woman she seemed tired as she took her seat on the flight from Miami International Airport and asked her if she had a long day. When she fell asleep, she allegedly found the suspect hugging her body with his hands inside her bra, fondling her breasts. She told the officer she was so scared she pretended to be asleep. He then allegedly squeezed her body tighter and then went to the nipple. She said she did not show that she was awake due to being scared of Agarwal. I don't understand. I would elbow him to the neck. He stopped on the approach of the refreshment cart and ordered two scotches, but then started again? Why didn't she stop him? I would be screaming, but you want to know something? I can understand why she's scared. You know, a lot of times when something like that happens to you, you're kind of in shock. You know, when I was a kid, there was a stranger that kind of came up to me. Started touching me, and I thought at first it was an accident, and then when I realized what was going on, I was kind of in shock and almost froze. So I could understand the kind of freezing, and then I just kind of got the hell out of there quietly. You know, it's very easy for me to stay here safe, you know, in my studio. Well, you scream and you elbow him to the neck, and then with your palm, you Krav Maga the mother by taking your palm and smacking it up his nose and getting that cartilage, and anyway, no. It's very easy for me to say because I'm not in that situation, but when I was in a similar situation when I was younger, you kind of freeze. You do kind of freeze. I gotta give her credit there here. I understand. All right. So then, we gotta hear this, okay? So then he's accused of then leaning up against the woman. He pressed his legs against hers. I mean, this guy was just, oh my gosh. She told him she needed to use the restroom, and then she told the flight crew what happened. According to the FBI officer's report, a second woman told him she had seen the suspect sitting between her and the other woman, hugging her, smelling her, putting his hand in her shirt. Why doesn't anybody stand up and say something? She presumed they were traveling together, but was irritated by the defendant's behavior before the woman got up. Then he touched her leg, pretending to drop his drink. She went to talk to the flight crew and saw her crying and then realized that they didn't know each other. And so then there's a witness. He was detained by federal air marshals assigned to the flight. He has been charged with abusive sexual contact and is being held in jail in advance of a detention hearing Friday. Faces maximum 2 years in prison. I don't think 2 years is enough. Sexual assault, and that is sexual assault, that should be a hell of a lot longer. 2 years. This guy is a sicko. You know, so how do you protect yourself on a plane? You know, I mean, it's interesting. You know, you think that you could just, you know, go on a flight and enjoy your five and a half hour flight. Well, she was Miami to Washington, so that's probably about 2 hours. Okay, you can enjoy the nice warm tray of food that you get on the airplanes. What that, you know, I mean, you think that's what an air flight should be, right? Get a nice warm meal, you know, be able to sit there and, you know, look outside, you know, have some nice TV to watch, you know, really nice and comfortable and coach. Okay, free alcohol. No, it's not like that anymore. Okay, all right, you don't even get peanuts. You get this mix. You get this little mix. I guess it's 1 ounce. Maybe it's because of Michelle Obama and the whole nutritional standards now. Okay, so you get some Chex Mix type thing. I mean, if I wanted Chex Mix, I would have eaten it for breakfast. Then, you know, you have to wait for your drink, you know, whether it's soda or whatever. And it takes forever for the refresh. I mean, I remember in the older days, you'd at least have 2-3 carts going on. Now there's only one cart, and they go all the way to row one. So for those of us that got our tickets later, we're on row 23, you basically aren't getting your drink till 40 minutes, you know, into the flight, right? And then you get molested. So My recommendation is, you know, for any of you where this is happening, you elbow, you stand up, and you scream. And there's a lot of times air marshals there. Or you have, like, some ex-Marines, like that ex-Marine guy that tackled that Texan student who was stabbing people. Right? You know, you usually have somebody that will come to your aid. Okay? Scream. Because, you know, people don't want an aberrant individual on the flight. And somebody who's a sexual aberrant, even worse. So, to pretend to be asleep, I'm telling you right now, you don't have to do that on a plane. I think you go yell, scream, elbow, kick, you know, cry, you scream, you know, or you could even, you know, I mean, you don't want to scream fire in that situation. I've told you guys outside or in another setting, scream fire so people come to help. All right. You already got people there ready to help you. All right. But, I think it's a shame that it went on that long. This is the world we're living in, guys. We got, you know, real sick individuals, men and women, real sickos. We even have kids who are sickos. Speaking of which, you guys heard about this case where a 15-year-old girl went to an unsupervised party, drank, and passed out. Then three teens sexually assaulted her, took pictures, put them on, I guess, social media, Facebook, etc. This happened 6 months ago. This happened September 10th. Only now these teens have been arrested. Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Jose Cardoza, says the boys were booked as juveniles on two felony and one misdemeanor counts. This was yesterday. Yesterday was, we're talking April already. Based on the information from school resources, the names of the suspects were not released because they are minors. But the parents of the child, the child committed suicide a few days later. She had Facebooked, oh my gosh, they posted pictures of this. My life is ruined. This is the worst day ever. All right. Now, you know, many of you have asked, why are these girls putting them into, you know, positions where they could be, you know, God forbid, attacked? Remember, people don't know how much puts them out. Okay, how much it takes to drink to knock yourself out. I don't think the average 15-year-old knows that 8 ounces or 10 ounces of alcohol or 20 ounces will do the trick. You know, I don't think a 15-year-old is very savvy on what her liver can handle. So we could be talking something as small as a couple drinks. And mind you, okay, did anybody evaluate her for the date rape drug? Do any screen testing? So when somebody says a girl was passed out, is it because she overdrank alcohol? Or is it because the date rape drug? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people.
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, some of you are going to think this study is common sense, where drivers with sleep apnea, you know, are more likely to be impaired, you know, when they're awake and driving. And I know a lot of you are like, you know, Dahlia, we've heard this over and over and over again. Well, we haven't really had that many studies on it. I've told you that sleep apnea can, you know, bother your or diminish your reflex ability the next day, could cause you to be tired, sometimes be narcoleptic where you just fall right to sleep, even though true narcolepsy is in and of itself a disease as opposed to just being related to sleep apnea. Well, apparently this study from University Hospital in Leeds, England, looked at two studies involving sleep apnea and driving performance. One looked at 133 patients with untreated sleep apnea and 89 people without the condition. And as they navigated a 56-mile course, the drivers were assessed on completion, time spent in the middle lane, unprovoked crashes, and crashes caused by veering off the road. Twice as many people with the untreated sleep apnea failed the driving test, compared to 12% of those who didn't have the condition. The researchers noted many of the sleep apnea patients couldn't complete the test. They also had more crashes and had difficulty following a clear set of directions given at the start of the test. So they say driving simulators can be a good way of checking the effects that a condition like sleep apnea can have on driving ability. Now, another study they did, about 118 people with untreated sleep apnea, they completed a survey. I don't really like the survey studies. They're kind of boring. About their driving behavior, but they also took the simulated driving test. Their results were compared to those 69 people who didn't have sleep apnea. And more than a third actually admitted to nodding off while driving. That's a third of people who admitted it. So you got to think it's even more than that. They also noticed that about 38% of the group failed the driving test. So they say both studies highlight the dangers of untreated sleep apnea. Now, we talked about sleep apnea. There's central sleep apnea, where your body stops breathing from a central nervous system standpoint. Then you have obstructive sleep apnea, where you cut off your air supply. So your body, you know, kind of wakes up to, you know, and you kind of gasp for breath, and your tongue moves out of position, and, you know, you'll kind of change positions and get your air again and then fall back asleep. So both could be pretty dangerous. You're not getting good amounts of sleep because you're kind of waking up in the middle of the night to breathe, and so you're pretty tired the next day. Plus, lack of oxygenation makes you tired. All right, but, you know, for those of you, again, telling yourselves or, you know, yell at the radio, Dahlia, we've heard this a million times, why would I be, you know, telling you this story? Or why would I be, you know, revealing this study? Because I think any day, all right, any day, the DMV is going to adopt, all right, in their questionnaires, okay, for many of us in different states, okay, to document if you have sleep apnea or not. Now, I know many of our truck drivers out there, if they have sleep apnea, it could, you know, serve as a red flag on their application, or it could even prevent them from driving. Okay? And I believe some of you have been asked to go through the testing to prove that you don't have sleep apnea. And from what I understand, many of the companies don't even pay for that testing, so you've got to shell out the money yourselves if you don't have health insurance. So our truck drivers are already starting to notice some regulatory flirtation with this, if not outright requirements of having sleep apnea tested. My recommendation to you all is before you start to see changes within your DMV and your ability to drive in your state, if you're a non-truck driver, get yourself evaluated. And not just so you could drive later and have the ability to drive later, but so you aren't unhealthy. A lot of us have undiagnosed sleep apnea, but what's so cool about these sleep apnea tests, the real true comprehensive sleep study, is they also look at your heart. When you sleep, it can help diagnose heart disease. You know, if your heart starts to have some abnormal rhythms, when your oxygen starts to drop or you're cutting off your air supply, that could tell us that you probably need to see a heart doctor, because you could, God forbid, have a heart attack in your sleep or wake up the next morning and because of all the strain have a heart attack. Same thing with a stroke. You know, when we tell you that many people have heart attacks or strokes first thing in the morning, my guess is because your nighttime was so stressful on your heart that you ended up not being able to compensate as your heart started to infarct or lose blood supply. So, you know, get yourself checked. But for those of you like, nah, I don't like going to the doctor, I can't believe how many of you will actually get up and go to the doctor when it comes to getting your DMV, getting your DOT license, getting your ophthalmic clearance for the DMV. Now, when does the DMV start to implement these things? Well, whenever there's an accident or something that goes wrong, and the DMV gets implicated because they licensed you to drive. Okay, what I've noticed recently in my state is older people, just older people in general, have to have a clearance from the doctor for you to drive. All right, so then if an older person gets into an accident, the DMV could say, but the doctor said they were fine. Now, I can't stand filling those out because how the hell do I know what's going to happen to you a year from now? How do I know? You know, you're not going to have a stroke. And then if you are at risk for heart disease or at risk for stroke, I need to make a decision to not let you drive. You know how many of us have cardiac risk factors? You know, whether we smoke, we're a male over 40, female over 50, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease. You know, these forms that we doctors fill out, yeah, we fill out because we want our patients to be happy. But also, we're taking on the safety of you. We're taking on the safety of others, as well as our own liability. And once doctors start getting sued for allowing you to drive, and you then getting into an accident, not a lot of doctors out there are going to want to allow you to drive. And my guess is sleep apnea is going to be probably one of the next things we need to prove that you don't have, or that you have successfully treated type of sleep apnea, like you're using your CPAP machine. So for those of you thinking sleep apnea is just for a certain population and it's not going to affect you, keep in mind, even skinny people could have sleep apnea. And if your doctor won't sign your DMV clearance, you're going to be stuck up a creek. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So listening to certain sounds seems to improve sleep. Okay, I guess participants played pink noise that was synchronized to their brain rhythms, and they found that they slept more deeply and had increased memory. So I guess, you know, many of us are like, okay, well, what should I listen to go to sleep? Should I listen to water, you know, dripping like waterfalls? I guess German researchers recruited 11 subjects to spend 2 nights in their sleep lab. During one night, they played sounds called pink noise that were synchronized to their brain rhythms. As a control, no sounds played the other night. And then they were shown some words each night that they were hopefully supposed to remember. And they found, obviously, you know, with this study, that the people who had the pink noise seemed to sleep better and obviously remember more of these words. Now, I don't know what would qualify as pink noise, but my guess, okay, and this I think should be a huge avenue of research, is to come up. You know, maybe everybody has to be individually assessed, but that would be a huge moneymaker, where you have a clinic that could take a look at your brainwaves and figure out what music triggers the right pathway to help you fall asleep. And then that's the music that gets prescribed to you, right? Or you just go and get that. So, like, for example, if you need Pink Floyd to go to sleep, you do it. If you need to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show to fall asleep, fine. You get a podcast of Dr. Dahlia Show. But if it's water or if it's classical music, that would be pretty cool. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.